I work as a wellness specialist through a Vidant Wellness Center in Greenville, North Carolina. It's a nonprofit community area affiliated through our hospital, basically.
And how did you first get connected with GeoPals?
I looked online for a pedometer. My boyfriend's daughter really wanted a kid's pedometer. I looked online and they're the only ones who made it. So I love the fact that they had the incentives and they had lots of rewards for the kids to do.
Those rewards and incentives for kids gave Chelsea an inspiration.
The Walking the World program is what I came up with. I wrote a grant through the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. They sent me the money and I sent it right to GeoPals and got as many as I could. And I got 400 pedometers, gave them out to 18 classes for fourth grade students in the public schools. They went out for 90 days. Our goal was to walk the world, which is 60 million steps. They put on their pedometers and instantly started jumping up and down, running, and were a lot more motivated than usual. Even at the bus stop, they were running. They like to use the pedometer to see exactly how much they are being active. If they see 1,000 steps, they know their goal is 10,000. They know they need to step it up and work a lot harder to get what they want to do. With the new program that we have now with the IBITS, we can track it wirelessly through the Bluetooth. So it makes it a lot easier to go into a school, you hit sync, you can automatically upload all the data on all the kids that you have instantly, and then that way you can analyze it and see who is actually exercising. Bluetooth is also great for making sure that the children's personal information doesn't get to the wrong place. So then you can view all that from a clinical standpoint. It's great for fundraising. It has so many applications, and it's promoting health, which is the best thing ever. And now with this family version of it, the parents can be involved and they can show the kids that it's very important to start young and get older and still have these good healthy habits. Nutrition and physical activity go together towards a healthier lifestyle.
This is a neat little product. It looks like a small pad. Reminds me very much of the gumdrops that we used to have when I was a kid. It's about the same size.
Same color, same colors. They look like candy. Everyone's coming to the booth today and thinking that they're candy. What is this? It's very eye-catchy. Everyone's wearing new bright-colored shoes, so it fits in with that.
How do you use this? You'll put the IBITS on, and what happens?
When you put it on, you can wear it on your hip, or you can put it on your shoe, and automatically you can sync it to your iPhone, iPad, and through the Bluetooth capabilities, and it will tell the parents how active their children are, if they are getting their step goals. You can set goals together. You can track their BMI. You can manually put in their weight and see what they're changing. Children don't care about that as much, so their version has a different app that they can keep their GeoBots alive. It's a virtual pet. They go online and they try to keep it alive. If you feed it too much pizza, it's gonna lay down and say, I'm too tired, go exercise for me. So you go and exercise. You basically make it a healthier GeoBot through you, by what you're doing. The more active you are, the healthier it is. You have to teach it how to sleep, you have to give it water, all the components of health-related fitness for a child and for adults.
I love that. It's a Tamagotchi, but with a healthy slant.
Exactly, exactly. And it's so much fun. The kids also get other games that they can do. They get incentives. We have the more that they walk, the more points that they can get towards prizes, physical activity prizes, jump ropes, frisbees, all that, or they can get actual video games that they can go online and play. And they might, by using this product, they can actually get access to different areas that other people wouldn't get access to. You know, different worlds unlocked, or they get extra coins to use in the marketplace of that game.
So somebody's child wants to come to the next level in their game. What's it going to cost this child in terms of physical activity?
Well, basically a child needs to get about over 10,000 steps a day. To be very active, we look for girls getting about 12,500 steps. Boys need about 15,000 steps a day. I've had kids get 20,000 in a day, if not more, and I have kids that get 2,000 steps a day. So they understand that they need to exercise a little bit more to get those steps. We look on an average about 10,000 is what we want the kids to get.